up on the mountain.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Minus the Brian this afternoon, but that's okay. We got you on the phone lines, joined by producer Jason on the board. And Jason, we've got a very terrific event. I love this event each year. We do it every August. Dane by Local is a terrific organization that Devil Radio here in Madison is a member of. We try to support the local economy any way we can, especially in our expansion here at Civic Media with the growing of a statewide network. We're using local resources to be able to help us in that build out. If you want to learn more about Civic Media, you can go to civicmedia.us to learn about the stations we are expanding across. But this segment's not a segment about Civic Media. We're going to talk about Dane by Local and Eat Local, Give Local, which is taking place tomorrow. And Jason, you're the local guy. And so you're doing Let's Get Local. You host a Saturday morning show every Saturday on here on this station, Devil Radio, from 11 to noon. And so tell us a little bit about the Eat Local, Give Local campaign and what it means for Dane by Local and how listeners can go and participate tomorrow.
Yeah, we had some we had some great features on past Saturday's show with Divino, which is running King Street downtown, one of the participants. Also our friends, P.O. and Speedy over at Delta Beer Lab. They're going to be involved. So that was one part with the name. They'd like to make it Eat Local, Drink Local, Give Local, but it got a little too long there, so we had to go Eat Local, Give Local. But it's a great event. What it is it's Dane by Local's opportunity to kind of say, hey, if you're a local restaurant, food provider, bar, grill, whatever, let's band together and identify you on one day where maybe you can give back to us with 10% of your sales. And at the same time, we're going to do a bunch of marketing and awareness campaigns about this event to get people to come to you and know who you are and where you are so they can support local restaurants right in their community. So this event spans, you know, like you said, Dane County, Luke, there's so many participating groups. Mm-hmm. You can go to Cambridge, you can head to, in Cottage Grove, Oakstone's involved, DeForest, Windsor area, Fitchburg, downtown Madison, East Madison, Madison North, Madison South, Madison West. There's even Gordon's Drive-In and Mesa Maney is involved. Middleton, you can be out west. Stoughton's got a participant. Sun Prairie, Verona, Wanakee, all represented
so
here.
So all across Dane County, you can find a participating Dane by Local member business that is participating tomorrow in Eat Local, Give Local. I see a couple of great ones on there. You mentioned Delta Beer Lab, an excellent beer being done by P.O. over there on the south side, but also on the east side, Working Draft Beer Company, one of my personal favorites here in Madison. So they are participating as well. You can go in, and it doesn't just have to be lunch or dinner. It can be you're going out for your coffee, you're going out for a drink after work, you're doing anything like that. All of these members are participating. And Jason rattled off a huge list, but if you didn't catch it all, you can go to danebylocal.com and there is an entire webpage of all of the participating restaurants, the times that you can go and grab lunch, grab dinner, grab a drink, anything tomorrow. August 18th, Eat Local, Give Local by Dane by Local. You give back to the local restaurants and you support the local economy by... I love it. This is one of my favorite events, and you're going on location as well already, Jason, promoting some of this for Dane by Local. How was today? You were in Cambridge today?
Today I was in Verona. Yesterday I was in Sun Prairie, just highlighting some of the participating businesses. But Luke, there's more than 40 participating businesses here in this, in this event, Eat Local, Give Local, tomorrow, August 18th. The other cool thing that a number of the businesses did was some of them extended their hours for tomorrow a little bit.
Nice.
Some of them maybe weren't, normally open those hours on a Thursday. And so, that's helpful to the business, but it's also really helpful to support DBL and Dane by Local's initiative to support local business, getting people out there in the community, thinking local first. So it's very cool. And the other part is, like, if you head to danebylocal.com, you click on the Eat Local, Give Local banner or that icon, and you have links to all of these places right there. You can see them kind of broken out by region or by area or by section of the community. And then you can click right on their websites and find out more about them, what they offer, what their menus are before you head in. Because let me just tell you, Luke, Like, if you're going somewhere with my wife, you got to get her to look at the menu before you go there. Or, you know, because I go in and I want to eat. Like, I'm ready to go. I know what I want. You know, let's order our food. And
she needs a little bit more time.
She needs some time.
Fair enough.
We give her the menu primer in advance, and then we can order at the same time.
See, I'm almost overwhelmed by all the different options because I don't know where I'm going to have dinner now tomorrow night. But I'm going to be planning lunch and dinner around this list. So I'm going to have to take a look at the list and try to get less overwhelmed because I've got to come up with an option, but we'll see what happens. It's definitely a terrific list of participating restaurants, cafes, coffee shops, beer, breweries. It is a list that goes on and on. So I highly encourage everybody listening here in Dane County to go check out danebylocal.com. Eat local, give local tomorrow, various times throughout the day, but you can get breakfast somewhere. You can grab lunch somewhere. You can grab a drink after work or dinner. Take the coworkers out to lunch. Go grab a great lunch spot or get the family together and go out for a local dinner tomorrow evening. It's a terrific event, and I'm looking forward to it every year it comes around, Jason. So I appreciate you going and highlighting those member businesses as well. I've been seeing a lot of work done by Dane by Local to promote the event, and I am happy that we are able to talk about it today. Do you know where you're going tomorrow? Do you know what menu you shared with your wife?
You know, we've got a couple that we know well, so we'll probably stop at some of those because then we don't have to wait and she didn't have to look at the menu again. But there we you do, go. You know, like I'm sure I'm going to stop at Migrants at some point. I don't want to name too many names. There's so, like, if I go to the north side, how do I pick? Beef Butter Barbecue, Beer Rock, Kingdom.
It's a hard choice,
you know,
to do.
Man. So anyway, point is, the other thing I love about this list, Luke, is that there's a lot of diversity here. So no matter what you're you know, really craving in the moment.
But again, that gets back to the hard part is because there's so many options to choose from with the diversity. It's like, there's too many choices, Jason. I almost don't know what to... I have a feeling I know which one I'm leaning towards. Just because I got to the bottom of the list and Buck and Honey's is on there, and I am a big fan of Buck and Honey's as well.
Yeah.
But then to kick off after Eat Local, Give Local tomorrow, there's also the Cap Times and a few other groups here in Madison are doing Old Fashioned Week here in Madison.
Okay.
And so I'm looking forward to that after Eat Local, Give Local. Gonna find myself some Old Fashions, and I think there's gonna be some voting on the best Old Fashioned in Madison. So it is definitely going to be an interesting week when it comes to supporting local restaurants and getting some local cocktails as well after Eat Local, Give Local. So I can't fill up all tomorrow, but I will be going to a number of participating restaurants. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but got Jason on the board and you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. We've got a number of headlines that we are going to get back into. Jason, really appreciate you helping out today. Folks, we will be right back.